Hi, I'm Angela Mankey, and I pretty much dedicated my life to CUNA Mutual Group. It was an insurance company, and I had worked my way up from being a secretary all the way up to a marketing position that I was very, very proud of because I had never finished college. So I felt very blessed, and I worked very, very hard, and I completely gave my life. When I say that, I mean on Friday nights I was doing emails, reading mail in the family room with my children in front of me, thinking that I was a part of their life because I'm still there, but I would be working at CUNA Mutual. Sunday night, I would start CUNA Mutual after I put the kids in bed because I wanted to be prepared for the week. So I gave my life 24/7 to this company. I was there for 13 years. At the same time, my husband was at General Motors, and he also gave his life. He was in college. He went through their apprenticeship program. He worked 12-hour days, 7 days a week. We were very dedicated to our jobs. And my job moved from Grand Blanc to Southfield, so I went from about a 15-minute drive to an hour-and-a-half drive one way, and I still was dedicated. I would get up really, really early, sacrificing time with my children to get to work on time because it was such a long ways away. In my company, it started changing. We were a family-oriented company, so I didn't mind sacrificing because I felt like I was really contributing. I was a very loyal-type individual. And I started hearing rumblings that they were going to close our office. And a part of me was devastated by that, but a part of me started getting fearful. And that's when I started hitting my knees, literally. I just prayed and prayed and prayed. And God just kept telling me Psalms, Psalms. I literally read Psalms from cover to cover in a whole book of Psalms is where I lived. In particular, this one really touched me. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Verse 2 says, therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way. There was times I felt like the earth was giving away to me because it was all I knew for 13 years was CUNA Mutual. At the same time, my husband was losing his job. They came to him and said, you have to retire or you will not have any benefits. We have two small children at home still and a daughter that just was starting college. At the time, my grandmother, who was like a mother to me, got very, very sick. She's in her 90s. She was always a part of my life. She was my strength here on earth, and she was getting sicker. So I got my husband losing his job. I've got all the rumblings of me losing my job and my grandmother getting sick. So, again, I just kept praying and praying, God, help me through this. We made really, really good money, both of us. And that was the other thing I started praying for because I was used to shopping. I was used to, if I wanted a new outfit, I went and bought it. So all of a sudden, I'm starting to lose control here of who I am, my identity. And I started praying. I kept gravitating towards this, that he is my strength. And slowly but surely, I wasn't afraid anymore. I wasn't afraid of losing my grandmother. I knew that her time was finished, that the season had ended with that relationship for me. The season had ended with my relationship with CUNA Mutual. During this time, different individuals had come up to me and expressed to me that the daycare director here at our church was wanting to retire, and they thought that I would be good as a director, and I thought they were kidding because I had never done any type of work like that, and I thought, no way. And I kept getting woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's when God likes to talk to me in particular, at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I get woke up, and I cannot go back to sleep, so I go out in the living room, and I pray, and he kept telling me, trust me, trust me. And I kept thinking, there's no way, you know, I'm losing my job, I'm losing my grandmother. Well, my grandmother died 2 days before Good Friday, and we buried her on Good Friday. And, you know, you think of Easter, it's a new birth. And I kept thinking about that. And we buried her on Friday, and on Monday, I had to go to Cleveland, Ohio, to do a show for CUNA Mutual. And on that drive down there by myself, I really felt God calling me. And I started thinking about the four individuals that had approached me this past year about the director position. And these are people that I wouldn't normally share my most intimate thoughts with. They were acquaintances at church. And I thought, wow, God's really talking to me. And I got this sense of peace about myself. And I called Rod and I said, you know what? Our season has ended. We're going to be okay. And right then, I took a hold of my inheritance from God. And I said, you know what, Lord? Wherever you lead me, I'm going to be okay because you're with me. I got to the show, and there were reps there that were losing their jobs as well. I mean, all of us had to reapply for jobs. And one of them in particular came up to me and said, he was crying, and he said, oh my goodness, Angie. He said, what are you going to do? Your husband's losing his job. You just buried your grandmother. You're losing your job. You've got a daughter in college. You've got two little ones at home. What are you going to do? And I remember just smiling to him and saying, pray. I'm just going to pray because God's going to tell me what I'm going to do. And I'm going to have quiet time to listen to him. And he said, no, but, I mean, have you saved a bunch of money? I said, well, we've saved a little, but not really, because I live with, you can't take it with you. So, you know, I save enough so I'm not dependent on other people. But, no, we don't have gobs of money, but I'm okay. And I remember his face. He just looked at me in total disbelief, like, you're not upset. And I said, no, I'm really not upset. I feel God's presence, and I feel strength about who I am. And I said, if I get upset, then I am not a Christian, because I have not believed my inheritance from God. He doesn't say he's going to make us wealthy. He doesn't say that he's going to take care of all of our problems. But when he says this, he'll be there. And that's what I felt, was him being there with me. And like I said, I kept reading Psalms. I've got it all marked in my Bible here. There's all different ones that are marked. But actually, I went to Proverbs one day. I just kind of flipped my Bible open just to let you know in the morning. And I went to chapter 3, verse 5, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And then 6 furthers the message. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Well, in September, Rodney lost his job, I lost my job, the kids were at school, and we had an awful lot of quiet time. And I still hadn't even entertained the idea of the director job. I kept just disbelief that I could do something totally new, but I wasn't worried. I had a sense of peace that God was going to take care of me. I lost all desire to go shopping, which caused problems for my family because they needed food. I mean, he really took all desires of shopping away from me. And so there were times that my daughter would say, come on, we've got to go shopping. We've got to get some food. But he took away that, and I was grateful for that. I never, to this day, I have not yearned for shopping. And I had such a peace about myself, and I sat down with the director that was retiring, and I said, you know, I've had 4 people tell me this. And she said, I have had the same feeling that this is where you're supposed to be. And so at 40 years of age, this was almost 2 years ago, I went back to college. I went back to college and I was told you can't be a director because you don't have all the school that you need to have. And for Matt to be able to line up the classes in the right order, will be impossible. Classes will get canceled, you know, or they'll be too full, you know, just be realistic about this. I said, no, you don't understand. God wants me to be the director of this daycare so all the doors will open. And they looked at me like I was crazy, you know. And I didn't care. I had the peace of God with me. Every class I've needed, I've gotten. I've met wonderful people on my journey, and not a single time have I ever wavered. I know this is where I'm supposed to be. I've never been afraid of the bills. We've always found the money somehow. Rodney, a position here at the daycare opened up. The bus driver moved on to a different job, and it opened up a job for him. So we both are working through the daycare here, and I can't think of a better life. And I really have to say that if I would have allowed fear to cripple me and not take my inheritance from God, really believe when you ask Christ to come in your heart, you gain an inheritance from Him. You gain the promise of eternity that He will take care of you. I would not be where I am today. I don't worry about any bills. I don't worry about, even if God was to say at the end of this month, you're not going to be the director anymore, I'm okay with that because I was obedient to Him, and He's taught me that if you're obedient, even through you losing your job, your husband losing your job, losing a mother figure in your life, you are going to be fine. You're going to be fine. My new job has been very, very rewarding. You wonder every day if you are making a difference. Every day that I wake up, I put on my armor of God for one, because Satan never likes you to glorify God. And every day I glorify God by saying, use me, mold me any way you want to reach these children and these parents. I say that every day. And I put on the armor of God because I know that as a human woman, I can get weak with emotion. You can become where you start second guessing your judgments. When you're the boss, you've got to make some decisions, and in the daycare, you've got to make them very quickly because sometimes there's an emergency. So I always pray for that confidence in God to be there. But just in the back of my mind, I always wonder, am I making a difference? Are others seeing God through me? I have had so many parents come up to me and say to me, for instance, I'll share this one story with you. She came up to me and she said, I need to talk to you about what you're teaching in chapel. And I said, okay. And she said, my son is praying very strange. I said, okay, how's he praying? She said, with lots of emotion. I said, emotion? She said, yes, we're Catholic, and we have certain prayers that we pray. And she said, but he's branching out, and he's talking about, you know, I can be happy, and I can be mad at God, and I can be glad, and I can be sorrowful. You know, she said, he's talking about emotions when he prays. And I thought, amen, he's getting it. And I said, well, I said, Mrs. So-and-so, I really believe what the Bible tells me, and I can talk to God like He truly is my Father. And if I'm upset or hurting, I tell Him that. I tell Him, God, I'm disappointed. What am I supposed to be doing here? Or, God, I'm so happy, I'm so elated, thank you, and I praise Him for the blessing He's given me. And she looked at me and she said, with tears in her eyes, I was never prayed that way. I was never taught to pray that way. And I said, but you can. He's your dad. He's your father. You can pray that way. So that really touched me. Another parent stopped me 2 weeks ago and said that his 2.5-year-old son, they were driving down I-75, and there's a great big picture of Jesus outside of a Baptist church. And they're driving by. Now, this little boy can barely talk. And he said, Jesus. Very clear. Jesus. And he was pointing. And the father looked at the mom and said, how would he know that that's Jesus? And they got thinking about it, and they said, well, ask Miss Angie. So he came to my office, and he asked me, how would my son know about Jesus at 2.5 years of age? I said, well, we have a picture of Jesus in our foyer, and we take the toddlers down there, and we point to Jesus, that that's Jesus. I said, that's how he knows that that's Jesus. I had another parent stop me and said, I would like to know what prayers you're teaching in chapel. And I said, well, we teach one. We teach the Lord's Prayer, and then the rest are spontaneous prayers that come from the heart. But there is one prayer in specific that we teach the children. She said, it was hear them. Her 4-year-old son at dinner is saying, no, 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 we got to say the special prayer. We got to say the special prayer. And he has his parents bowing their heads, and they are saying the Lord's Prayer as a family. All of that tells me every day that I'm making a difference. But it's not I, it's we are making a difference, because God and I are working together. I have so many stories. It's just unbelievable. I got a call the other day that a mom was a little concerned about what was being taught in chapel, the Easter story. she said her three-year-old said that Jesus died on a cross for us. And I said, yes, I'm teaching the Easter story in chapel. She says, well, I'm a little concerned because she's talking about, you know, nails being driven into his hands, and she's talking about the thorn of the crown of thorns on his head. And I said, Mrs. So-and-so, we do teach that. That is the truth, and I only teach the truth out of the Bible. I said, we talk about Easter bunnies and candy and things. I said, but the Easter story is the truth, and that's what I'm teaching in chapel, age appropriately, of course. And she says, wow, I've never heard the Easter story quite like that, but I heard it from my 3.5-year-old. That, to me, is worth getting up every day and coming to work. I make half of what I used to make. There are no more bonuses for me. There's no more 401k. I went from 5 weeks paid vacation down to 2. I do not get personal days. I don't get any sick days. When I added up all my personal days, sick days, and vacation, I used to get 7 paid weeks from CUNA Mutual. There is not a day that I miss CUNA Mutual. I absolutely love my job. And I feel so grateful, because if I wouldn't have listened to the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't be where I'm at, and I wouldn't be the tool that God is able to use.